So now moving to theatre, and I've got a bit of an insight into the audio described performance of Whatever Happened to Phoebe Salt by Arthur Berry, which is on at the new Vic Theatre in June. And the audio described performance and touch tour took place on Saturday the 21st of June at 2:15pm with a touch tour around 1:30. Now this production of a play by local artist and author Arthur Berry was part of the Stoke-on-Trent centenary celebrations. Berry is a master of capturing the soul of working class people, particularly in the Potteries where he was born and lived all his life. In this play, the main character Phoebe Salt is a frustrated young woman who hates where she lives and who she is. Working in the local meat market, she longs to be a stage performer wearing glamorous costumes in front of the audience. The production has received must-see reviews. It was written in 1988 and has never been performed before on stage. It is rich with the portrayal of working class people and is set in 1950s post-war Burslem. There was a touch tour that took place an hour before the show, and six members who were visually impaired and some of their companions met with the audio description volunteer team and were asked if they'd read the or heard the introduction to the performance, which some had and some hadn't, but the ones who had found it really informative. Everyone was then taken backstage to examine some of the props and costumes that were used in the play. These mainly comprise the contents of number 17 Card Street in Burslem. The furniture had been carefully researched and original utility furniture had been found. These included a sofa, armchairs, a barley sugar leg table, a pouffet and a bookcase. The floor was mint and tiled and there was a red front door step. In the back kitchen, items comprised of a brownstone sink, a gas stove, a dolly tub and a bucket where leftover food was placed to feed Dad's pigs. Other items were Johnston Pottery blue cups and saucers, a Jacobs cracker tin and a pile of board games. Everyone was invited to touch and feel all of these elements, including a green velvet jacket belonging to would-be entertainer Cyril Pepper, a silver cross pram, which was filled with junk items, was also found in the house where it was demolished, was also there for you to have a touch and feel of. There's an audio described performance which conceded at the show, and it was led by the volunteer describer team through the infrared headsets provided, and it detailed all of the visual elements that came to life on stage in an easy to listen to manner, and is really beneficial for anyone who is audio for anyone who is visually impaired. It's an entertaining or was an entertaining and informative depiction of 1950s working class life and aspirations, but with a real Agatha Christie twist in the tale. The audience endorsed this with enthusiastic applause, and I'm sure they went away, as I did with a play which brought back an echo of the lives and times of the 1950s and was eloquently written and expertly performed by a first-class cast. The next production will be Big Big Sky by Tom Wells, and it runs from the 5th till the 24th of July with an audio described performance on Saturday the 19th of July at 2:15pm with a touch tour beforehand. At the edge of a cliff looking out over the North Sea, Angie's Cafe serves as a haven for hungry bird watchers, tourists and Dennis, who is regularly popping in for a leftover pasty and beans. As the birds begin to fly south, the team start to pack up for the end of the season. Before they close, one final visitor arrives and is about to ruffle their feathers in the most life-changing way. The New Vic is a lovely, unique venue that cares about access and their patrons, with a volunteer front of house team that will help in any way they can to make your visit enjoyable and stress-free. They also have a bar and restaurant with a wide range of drinks and refreshments and food to suit all tastes, with lots of places to sit and where you can be comfortable. That's open at lunchtimes, and it's also open before the show, and you can get drinks in the bar after a show. To book tickets or for access information, you can call the box office, and that's 01782 717 962, or you can visit newvictheatre.org.uk. And if you are going to see a show in the evening and you would like to have a meal, it is advised to book beforehand, or otherwise you might not be able to get a table.